from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Hollinger Open Pit Lookout is opening this hour for the first time in almost 3 years. It's open until 8 o'clock tonight, then every day until September 30th from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. Newmont Porcupine's external relations manager Brian Neely says when the attraction was briefly opened in the fall of 2019, about 4,000 people visited. He says it was roughed in at that time.
Now it's got all the bells and whistles up there, fully paved. It's got some designated parking spots, accessibility parking spots. There's benches, some picnic tables. It's a really great vantage point, even from the parking area.
You can watch the mining operations in the pit or turn around and get a unique perspective of the city and several landmarks surrounding it. Starting Monday morning at 9 o'clock and every day of the year from 9 to 9, the Safe Health Site Timmins will be open on Cedar Street North to supervise the injection of illicit drugs. Manager Pat Novak says the site does not supply drugs. The user must bring them. There's no sharing or selling on site, and staff does not inject drugs. It simply supervises and intervenes if there's an overdose or related problem. Novak says the only question asked is which drug a client is using.
If someone who's using a stimulant, for instance, ends up requiring oxygen and naloxone, we would be in a much better position to inform the public and people who use substances that there might be something contaminated in the community as well.
Novak emphasizes that SHST will not end the opioid crisis in Timmins, but will likely reduce the high death rate. If you can wait until tomorrow or the day after to fill up your gas tank, you might save some cash. Dan McTigg, gas analyst and president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, says on top of the cut to the provincial gas tax that takes effect tomorrow, markets are showing Saturday will see another drop, so potentially a 20-cent decrease, putting the cost of a liter at its lowest since mid-April. McTigg adds that fewer of us driving because of the high prices is also having an impact.
Markets are in retreat. They're panicking. They sense that there's been a drop in demand.
McTigg also says the good news could be short-lived, however. He expects prices at the pump to start rising again soon. And a joint operation by the OPP and the Transportation Ministry from June 20th to 24th in our region saw 51 transport trucks pulled out of service. The two agencies were checking trucks along the northern corridor of Highway 11 from Timmins to Hearst. It inspected 165 vehicles and laid 145 provincial charges. A partial list of the charges is on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.